And now the Hurricane Spectacular continues. Chapter 13.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Rock, paper, scissors.
So listen to the legend of Chuckaluck, Chuckaluck. Listen to the wheel of fate. As round and round with a whispering sound it spins, the old, old story of hate, murder, and revenge.
Oh, how awful. If you're just going to be tacky and dreary, then you'd better leave. I thought you were going to be fun.
Not anymore.
No smoking, no drinking, no drugs, no women. No guns, no foul language, no red meat.
And you drag me here.
Welcome to One Man Suicide!
Oh, Dad.
It's at top of the Cage of Death, which is on top of another cage, which is yet on top of another cage. Three cages, two warriors, one belt.
To say there is no love lost between these two candidates is a gross understatement. And yet tonight, in spite of their almost overwhelming distaste for each other, one of these men will have to salute the other as the next president of the United States.
Given the unfortunate circumstances of the last match, we're all being very careful this time.
How many times have I heard that before?
Shall we continue?
Somewhere on the banks of the Mississippi.
Again.
A punctured woman made of pink vinyl lies in the weeds with the wind waving her hair and hands.
Somewhere between life and death.
The black boxes of video movies lie in the gravel along the road.
So much for dumbass George Bush.
Welcome to the sensitive material sanitary landfill.
Who are you?
I'm a shark man of the Delta.
Governor of the Sunshine State.
You can just call me Snake.
Our president's brother, Jeb.
I stood fearful he would come out again.
Rain-soaked men with long purple erections hang limp in the branches.
In the very river, like some monster to destroy us both.
Fading full-frontal nude shots of beautiful women wrap themselves around each tree trunk.
And all the while, I thought...
Beautiful women with long purple erections wrap themselves around rain-soaked men.
We deserve your vengeance.
Full-frontal nude shots of purple hanging limp.
You gave me the dark gift. And I delivered you into the hands of death for the second time.
The sun was catching up, making shapes out of the total darkness. Beyond the sign, the valley stretches out to the horizon, bare, littered, and gray. Spreading out on the ground all around us are pictures of men with women, women with women, men with men, men with women with animals and appliances, women with bulldozers.
And there was a level of frustration.
As if on cue.
Which is fine. I can understand why people speculate about it.
Who are you who have become so brutally foul?
Yeah.
The President of the United States.
He stumbles out into the wasteland. The slack wasteland.
The place looked like a war zone.
Along the sides of the road are bits of smut magazines blown off uncovered trucks.
You know, it's an interesting poll.
Like a f***ing moray eel coming out of its hole.
Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
The president was a man with an unfortunate face that appeared to have been modified with a crowbar.
I had a gut feeling that this was going to be one of those times.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Jeb eyed the advancing figure carefully.
Call me Snake.
I know.
The two Bush boys faced each other.
My semi-half, brother.
Hi, brother. How's your ass?
So, Steve.
Mac Bush meets his nemesis on the battlefield.
What's going on? Call me Snake.
Feeling intimidated, Steve?
And tries to avoid the inevitable combat.
The dog stuck a paw in my direction.
I really do think...
I looked at it, but didn't do anything.
Okay, Steve.
Name's Snake.
So, Steven.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
I couldn't let that pass unchallenged.
Look at different options.
Do you mind if I call you Dick?
Oh, shut up, will ya?
George frowned.
I'm worth more dead than alive.
And what will you give me to ensure your return?
My word is prison.
He winked somewhat mechanically at Brother Jay.
No.
Oops. It was a pitiful try, you've got to admit.
Just trying to spread around the joy.
His eyes yearned beneath the fringe of hair. Jib watched him in disgust.
You just don't know all that you've done. If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody'd be a lot better off.
And that's an understatement.
Jib stood over him.
I don't know why people do that.
You know, George,
between the two of us, I'm the one with the most honest answers.
George snarled at him.
You tried to kill me, remember?
And I won't even put my career on the line to stop you.
Steve, it's okay.
Jeb glared at George.
You never could get the facts straight, could you, you asshole?
The bolting look came into his blue eyes.
The decisions that we make affect, you know, lives.
Teddy fixed me with an ingratiating smile.
It's important for you to understand, sir, that the people got their checks.
I gave him a what the f*** look.
It's a great contribution.
He saw himself as an intrepid company representative delivering claims checks by rowboat.
And that's important for the American people to know.
Precisely the sort of malcontent.
My what?
Who'd have no qualms about defrauding Mississippi flood victims.
Proudly so.
With the voices of law and corruption, ultimately, Matt Bush now feels no qualm of conscience for his own ambition and abuse of power and the murders he has committed.
You know, we're spending a lot of capital getting people headed in the same direction.
That's wrong.
And that's exactly how I conduct my presidency.
Couldn't understand what is corruption.
Gee, is that what you're talking about?
George stirred uneasily.
Corruption is in retreat.
He didn't know what is corrupt or what isn't corrupt. To do nothing, that's corrupt.
No question progress has been spotty.
To do nothing is corrupt.
It may sound easy, you know, you can't do that.
To do nothing.
It's kind of easy to sit back and say, okay, should they...
Do nothing.
Agree to...
To do nothing.
Suspend their enrichment?
To do nothing. Yes, to do nothing, it's weak to do nothing.
You gotta stop these long questions, Steve. Steve.
George said contemptuously, scowling in the gloom.
How can you understand that?
I don't know. I just don't know.
There are people who are weak.
George sneered.
And that's reality.
If they're too weak to cope with reality, then they have to go under.
They know what's expected of them. It's, you know, it's really interesting. I don't know, got the exact words, but it was along the lines that, you know,
law of nature.
He leaned forward and whispered conspiratorially.
Our goal is to kill inner city kids.
This guy was nuts.
Win-win.
Is that what you want?
We've made that part clear.
George was already in a cranky mood due to the hurricane. Through clenched teeth, George said,
as your president?
President of what?
Unwillingly, George felt his lips twitch. He was angry with himself for giving way. He muttered,
I heard, where's the communications?
Jib grinned suddenly.
Guess what we're gonna do?
Do what?
George clasped his hands in apprehension.
My strange and self-abuse is the initiate fear that wants hard use.
Plenty.
You motherfucking sucky shitty piece of crap.
I have done so much already.
He is willing enough to defile himself with his crimes.
Amazingly heroic efforts to dominate the world.
But then, I didn't have George's ego either.
If there's anything more important than my ego, if I want to cut Jeff right now.
I knew he had the ego the size of my dick.
Hey, come
on. And one man's life is on the line!
This will be a monumental struggle of good versus evil. But evil will prevail.
And now, the triple cage is in place and ready. The challenger and champion are ready. Are we ready to rumble?
Do you know who those two guys are? They're presidents.
Presidents of what?
President of what?
See in hell.
That's possible. We're not there yet.
Welcome you to the Royal Ass Kicking tonight. You ought to see me making my medieval puppy dog bitch tonight.
He stood up and walked dangerously toward George. George saw the danger as it approached him. He edged back to get out of the way.
What's wrong with you? Insanity.
It was rumored that he was a complete bloody psychopath, which, when he first heard it, amused the hell out of him because he'd always thought that was how you got in.
Gee, is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
You're not a killer.
Okay.
You're a psycho.
You know, I know.
You're a f***ing psycho.
We've made that part clear.
I can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire.
What's
You start a conversation, you can't even finish it. You're talking a lot, but you're not saying anything.
What?
When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again?
So we're constantly...
Psycho killer.
There is no qualm of conscience in this speech.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't say that.
I don't know how it is for you out there, but so far as I was concerned...
You're an interesting guy.
This folksy, redneck, sawdust on the floor, sit around the Cracker Barrel and put your feet up on the potbelly stove crapola.
I was going to say you're the piece of work, but that might not translate too well.
It was getting just a bit too thick for me.
Is that all right if I call you a piece of work?
Hey, f*** you, asshole. I said by the way of a wake-up call.
Do I?
Just cut the phony redneck action and the aw shucks backwoods crap and deal straight, huh?
You know what?
You knew, didn't you?
I do know that...
I'm part of you. Close.
People know we're close.
George got very nervous.
I do know. I got, you know, better intelligence, and I am distinguished.
Is he always like this? I think he inherited the pompousness along with the big ears.
What's really interesting is the battle has changed.
Oh, you know that for a fact? Oh.
George looked up indignantly.
This is also an attempt to divert attention away from the prostitution and illegal gambling.
What?
Suddenly, in panic, George began screaming wildly.
We were caught unawares.
The thunder boomed. Going to be a storm, said Chip, and you'll have rain like when we dropped here.
And once again, I'm the victim of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, Jesus.
Chip glared at George. Who's clever now? Where are your shelters? What are you going to do about that?
I'm heading back.
Big drops of rain fell among them, making individual sounds when they struck.
I shrugged as if to ask, what the f***?
President
Dumbass looked up, an impulsive expression of annoyance flashing across his face.
You mean, when do I hope to announce the strategy? Is that what you're talking about?
Go to hell.
2,000 partial birth abortions. Made a lot of sense.
It was about time to burst George's sicko bubble.
And
once an ass, always an ass.
No, what?
He sighed.
We're understanding more about ourselves.
He rolled his eyes.
Lenin and Hitler.
All at once, the thunder struck.
In a way that endears himself to people.
George was looking uneasily at the sky, flinching from the stroke of the drops.
This is a big storm.
The dark sky was shattered by a blue-white scar. An instant later, the noise was on them like the blow of a gigantic whip.
Both
jumped as though they had been caught doing something reprehensible.
You got that right.
Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
The storm broke. Some act of God, a typhoon perhaps, or the storm that had accompanied his own arrival.
I heard this storm hit all up and down. It hit New Orleans, but it passed Gagula and Waveland.
Well, his well-rehearsed monologue went on for another half hour.
I told the American people I would do everything in my power to protect my presence.
I let him babble on.
And the reason why is that...
I never changed my expression.
I have no intention of changing.
I never let him catch me breathing or blinking.
That's what I tried to say in my peroration in this speech.
Finally.
As your president, I am responsible for the decision to go into Iraq.
Thunder went off like a gun.
All right, all right.
Don't give a f*** about your war.
George gulped, and his smile grew more phony.
And the result of that war was to rid a murder the world of a murderous dictator.
I don't have time for this shit.
In order to wage a perpetual war against America,
it requires a expenditure of money.
That's a lot of pieces of silver for selling your country out.
Plenty.
I took him by the lapels of my left hand, squeezed tightly, lifted his feet off the ground, and swatted him across the face a half dozen times with my right hand.
Didn't I? I feel a history lesson coming up.
Too late.
Don't give a f***. Once upon a time, there's these two brothers. And the older brother...
Listen, this is crazy.
I buried him in the goddamn root cellar.
Dumb George looked at Jib open-mouthed.
Do what?
But Jib took no notice. Rather, George snarled at him.
Oh, why people do that?
The jungle boy. Eat or be eaten. I hate you!
And the clouds opened and let down the rain like a waterfall.
Hate me?
Between the flashes of lightning, the air was dark and terrible.
How much do you hate me?
Do I?
Kill me.
Sure.
show me how much you hate me.
How's that golf game?
This is your goddamn brother!
I thought they were just good friends.
The crowd seemed to be sickened by the sight of no blood.
He disengaged.
You're moving territory.
This was too bitter for George, who forgot his timidity and he began to cry out shrilly.
Don't be starting what you can't finish, bitch.
George savored the right of domination.
Miserable schmuck.
Keep out of this, lest you want to step outside.
Stand aside, peasant, or you'll feel 3 feet of cold steel.
You goddamn punk. Suddenly, George's eyes centered and grew mad. Well, suppose you can hit a collar like a dog. Snake tried to throw a scare into George.
Well, looks like my brother and I now begin our final battle.
I don't know why people do that.
At first, George was scared.
What are you mean, afraid? Of course I'm not afraid, and I'd make a darn good president.
Jib, able at last to hit someone, stuck his fist into George's stomach. George sat down with a grunt. Brother Snake stood over him.
You little jerk.
His voice was vicious with a desire to squeeze and hurt.
This one's personal, in the Sodom and Gomorrah sense.
He looked malevolently at the idiot George.
I guess my reaction was...
You shut up, you fat slug.
You wanna fight? You wanna fight?
When I got near enough, I pounced.
It was the sound of a brief tussle.
I'm a kidder, come on.
My left hand came up and caught his mouth to choke off any scream.
Ow, stop that. Ow.
That's all you got, huh?
Getting a love it rough. Hit me.
He tried to twist away from me, but I was having none of that.
Somberly, he clenched his fist and beat Hammerwise and his brother.
I gut-punched him to take his breath away, then moved around in back of him, swiveling my body and his so that the crook of my right arm trapped his neck just above the Adam's apple.
Yeah, show cold, you miserable bastard thief!
Then I flexed my arm in an action that shuts off all air to his windpipe. This highly effective chokehold maneuver, incidentally, is known as an LAPD caress.
Whatever you want to call it.
You're going to die in my arms. What do you think of that?
It was a moment of struggle.
Want to see yourself die?
You can't make
Stop
me.
Stop resisting.
Almost immediately, he went limp.
The idiot George cleared his throat and spoke in a queer, tight voice.
Kalima!
Oh, no.
Kalima!
Oh, no.
Kalima!
Oh, no.
Kalima!
Cover your heart!
Oh, yeah!
That's what I'm
talking about. And his brother went after him.
The bell sounds and the battle is underway!
fresh crap for.
Now's the recipient of a horrible beating. Ow!
The flurry was almost over as soon as it had begun.
Then they were apart once more, their positions reversed.
He looked like a f***ing bleeding mummy.
I tell you, I did a heck of a good job. I have no intention of changing.
If you flap any more lip, I'm going to start breaking your appendages.
I object to intersexual conduct. Six. It's like this here.
What is it?
I'm continuing to duck.
Truculently, they squared up to each other, but kept just out of fighting distance.
Okay, let me give you some gist.
George crouched again.
We're conscious of his violence.
He wiped blood from his nose.
And his...
What is it?
This f***ing attack is being instigated by Al-Qaeda.
You got that right.
Both boys were breathing very heavily. Brother Snake snarled at him, come on.
I don't know why you say that.
So I asked President Dumbass to explain in language that I could understand.
You come on. Come on.
In trying to...
Come on, then.
The...
But he told me anyway, in words of two syllables or less, just like I'd asked.
My answer is bring him on.
And Jeff and his brother quickly holstered their guns to give full attention to their swords.
Sword fight!
By common consent, they were using the spears as sabers now, no longer daring the lethal point. Jeb wrenched free and swung at George with his spear. Jeb was inspired.
Of all men else have I avoided thee.
But get thee back.
Gosh, okay.
My soul is too much charged with blood of thine already.
My what?
He struck in a humming circle behind him, and George only just parried the blow.
Ow!
The blow struck George's spear and slid down before agonizingly on his fingers.
Ah! You smashed my hand!
You got that right.
The king showed us what has made him the great champion he is!
Oh, good sound effects.
Today. I can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long? Let me sing this song. How long? Too long. For too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight. Broken bottles under children's feet. Bodies strewn across the dead streets. But I won't heed the battle call. It pushed my back up against the wall. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll it. And the battle's just begun. This many lost. And tell me who has won. The trenches dug within our hearts. Mothers, children, brothers, sisters, torn apart. Sunday, bloody Sunday. How long?
Must we sing this song? How long? Too long. For too long.
Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll it. Anyone who wants more details on my agenda can find them online. The web address is not very imaginative, but it's easy to remember. Park, dot. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your bloodshot eyes. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll it.
and it's true, not a meme. One fact is fiction, and TV is reality. And today, the millions cry. We eat and drink, while tomorrow they die. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
What the hell was that?
It means that we have to move quickly.
George got up and tried to retreat.
Move in a way that is effective and sometimes lethal.
This is as vicious as we've ever seen. This is what it's all about. They're not just wasting each other.
Oh my God!
No one can survive this! No!
Wide-eyed and flailing, he glanced off the beam to hit with a sickening, dull thud.
Oh, what?
Massacre! Incredible!
Get him! Count him out! Count him out!
George was white and shrunken by now, and is struggling and become weak.
Two, three.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and new heavyweight champion of the world,
Jim Bouchard.
What did I teach you?
You are Duke of New York.
I can't hear you.
You are the Duke of New York. You're a number one.
Yeah, come on, buddy.
George looked helplessly at Snake.
You're going to kill me now, Snake?
I'm too tired. Maybe later.
He has surrendered to the cosmic enemy.
In the most amazing battle ever witnessed, ladies and gentlemen, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
It's done.
Assassination of my brother.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the president,
W will never, ever fight again. Long live the new king and reigning champion.
Spread the news, report it, because at last
Jeb Bush
has won the day and is victorious.
Gather up the pieces when the fight is done. Then you'll find out if it really can be fun.
A sense of destiny burned in Jeb, carefully stepping over the body of his brother. And then hands grabbed his arms.
Huh? How the f***?
You're alive!
What?
Oh, no.
Have an annoying habit of turning up where you're not welcome.
Was akin to the Cold War.
Drift Schmift. I don't know about you, friends, but I was sick and tired of all this f***ing obliqueness and evasive talk and political insinuation.
Hell, I believe anything you tell me.
Fight me!
I haven't had a bite all day.
With tusks gleaming and an intimidating grunt, George put his brother bollocks in his mouth and kicked him. Immediately after this, there came a gasp and a squeal of pain.
God damn it!
Jesus Christ! He bit me!
Listen, a possum ain't dead till it's scraped off the road.
Treachery! It's treachery!
Proudly so.
He was standing in the dust of the fight.
You simple dumb pups.
What the fuck? Is that something bad? I bet it is. It's something bad. I'll tell you, better watch your stinking mouth, or I'm gonna kick you in the butt.
He glared at his brother.
Definitely a putz.
George spread his arms wide.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Jeb Bush looked at George Bush open mouth.
I know he was a liar.
I have no spite.
My brother lied!
And then there was the reaction.
He saluted me with his middle finger, pointed vaguely in my direction. And mouth.
Bird.
I told him so, and he tossed me the bird again.
Gosh, okay. Bird, person, person.
I saluted him with my middle finger.
Bird.
I knew why I was here.
It's a bush, Wyatt. Fix it. I am bush.
And I knew what had to be done. And I was madder than he was. And I managed to hit him in the face with my forearm half a dozen times. which was enough to put him down.
Snake slapped him in the face again and again.
You like that? That feel good? That feel good?
Then I slapped the back of his head with the sack.
Whack.
The whack stunned him. It also made him mad, but it certainly didn't stop him. He bellowed in pain, then growled, struck wildly in my direction, and caught me just below the heart with a ham-sized fist that had a lot of shoulder power behind it.
Give me what's mine, you slimy-ass freak!
You can't win by ambushing your opponent!
The blow caught me good. It knocked me backwards. I heard nasty things popping in the vicinity of the small of my back.
I'm gonna need a dress!
Oh, listen, that only goes to show you...
He wrapped my ponytail around his hand and yanked backwards, snapping my neck nastily. I poked him in the eyes, grabbed his ears and head-butted him like he was a tackling dummy and kneed him in the balls.
Where's your daddy, bitch?
I wrestled Nasty onto the ground with a satisfying thud. I finally managed to come up on top of him, more or less straddling his chest. And then I heard three wonderful words.
Please, kill me.
Okay, okay.
Suddenly.
And then all of a sudden, I was kicked in the balls by the biggest meal I ever felt.
Damn it!
He poked me again in the balls.
I got him back, slapping him just above his ears. With the sap, whap, 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 whap.
Jesus!
That slowed him down some. Finally, Nasty finally went limp. When there was a slight pause in the action, we've been at it for about 15 seconds now. We can lay on our sides panting.
Can't tell you how lucky I am when people pray for me in the 2000 election.
Jib stopped and looked malevolently at George.
I thought you said you stole it. So what? What are you talking about?
Natural born thief.
And George's rage exploded.
He went batshit.
And you can shove that top!
You came sneaking up like a thief.
Come on, you big
thief.
Bastard.
Thief. George began screaming wildly.
No big son of a bitch is gonna laugh at me. I'll show you who's yeller.
Jib's temper broke. He screamed at George.
You moronic ignoramus. You feeble-minded Neanderthal knuckle-dragger.
They were chest to chest, breathing fiercely, pushing and glaring. Who's a thief? You are. George wrenched free and swung at Jeb with his spear.
Snake joined the attack with joy.
God is dead.
You're praying?
Prayer and religion sustain me.
Really? You cheated bastard.
Then Snake attacked his stomach and cut off his wind.
Wake up. Time to die.
Snake was balanced and poised.
As for my brother himself, we could afford no mercy.
Hey, take it easy now. Think about this before you do it.
Oh,
damn it!
Oh, and Snake followed, slugging him in the face. George gave a cry of terror. Blood welled from his nose.
I have to kill you.
George's blood splashed over Jib's chin and neck and chest, and he might have been swimming in a huge bath.
What the F-word is Shark Man of the Delta doing here? Up to his badass and slime?
George was flopping like a fish on a line.
There's me and Wiglin.
As they say in the Old Testament.
You're an abomination.
God bless America!
The water tore leaves and branches from the trees, poured like a cold shower over the Bush brothers.
There was a level of frustration.
President Boy Wonder's expression told me that he knew we'd gone all the way to FUBAR.
Yeah.
That was just fine with me.
Look, the decision as to whether or not there'll be a fight is up to the Democrats.
I didn't bother asking how or where or what the f***. No time for that. At times like this, in case I haven't mentioned it before, your heart is going at a rate that cannot be calculated. Adrenaline is flowing by the gallon, and sentences tend to be simple and declarative.
It's important for you to understand, sir, that it's really interesting.
Sometimes, friends, things are not simple and declarative.
I don't know why you say that.
No, but let me make sure you understand where we're headed.
He scanned for nothing in particular.
No, it's not going to be perfect.
Just a sign.
It doesn't happen. You see,
many valuables had survived the storm's thrashing hand.
Right.
So what are you talking about?
Something like a gun.
Look, my finger's not a gun.
Oh, but the only way to find it.
What?
A gun.
What? Say what?
Very special gun.
Gun.
Looking down.
Look, let's...
He could just see something...
My what?
Flashes of something onto the sand.
My what?
Something...
Come on!
Something like a gun.
Yes! Hole in one!
The hurricane undoubtedly had uprooted the pistol from some mugger's estate and tossed it here for George to salvage. George snatched the .357 off the leaves and loose twigs.
Woohoo!
And all of a sudden, things started to happen.
Hey, look!
look at me! Bang!
The butt-ugly geek had the pistol.
And I looked up to see if Mr. Badass was carrying the suppressed Beretta 22 caliber pistol.
Our man George has a gun.
Where the f*** he packed that?
The idiot George glanced nervously into hell and cradled a gun.
George was a pure menace with a gun, his arm waving, but not aiming the .357.
Steve.
Jed looked malevolently at his brother.
Here's a gun. Go out and mug somebody.
Don't touch me, goddammit.
He was growling with fury, his fingers frighteningly unsteady in the region of the trigger.
George half laughs, half screams.
You understand? We'll all be dead.
Jed snarled at him.
Go kill an old lady. Go kill an old man. Take their money.
I'm gonna kill you.
And somehow managed to shoot the governor of Florida in the center of the bottle of old granddad.
Aren't you the good man?
Much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong.
Come on, you're never gonna show me. I'm made of.
George scowled.
And George raised the gun and steadied it. And he brought the muzzle of it close to the back of Snake's head.
The governor wore a faint smile. A .357 aimed at his head would only enhance the challenge.
Come on, I'm right here. Sure. You gotta shoot straight.
I don't know why you say that.
George's hand shook violently.
George displayed an unfailing lack of proficiency with firearms. George glanced worriedly at his brother.
But his face set and his hand steadied.
Steven.
He raised the pistol and fired twice at the infernal governor of Florida.
He pulled the trigger.
Kill.
Yeah, Eddie! Yeah, the Jew! Yeah, the Jew! Yeah, the Duke!
George crowed again.
Way number one.
The crash of the shot rolled up the hills and rolled down again.
George was waving the smoking gun.
Oh, you got me.
Clearly, the family lineage of crack dead-eye shots had come to a sorry end.
Gosh, I don't think I ever said I'm...
So what? You didn't know how to use it anyway.
Kind of one of those exaggerations.
Now he was playing with the gun, spinning the cylinder and humming mischievously.
I got one bullet left.
He pulled the trigger and shot himself through the thigh as he sank into spinning black.
The son of a bitch went down screaming. Freeze, motherfucker.
George crouched, cowering against the wall, crying.
You are a piece of shit, I said.
George burst into noisy tears. Was trapped by his brother till he choked on them.
Stop!
Drop the f***ing gun!
Let go! George shouted over and over. Let go!
In single fluid motion, the governor wrenched the .357 from George's hand.
Yoink!
George looked at him dumbly.
Okay, you got a deal.
George eyed his brother, Jay, in a dark, poisonous way.
Bastard. Yeah, I know.
The governor didn't seem to care.
Now it's my turn.
His brother put the pistol to George's temple and ordered him to get on his belly.
This one's personal. President Boy Wonder didn't look much like a hood anymore.
You gotta believe
he was rolled
me.
Up into a ball, moaning like a coward he was. So far as I was concerned, you are a traitor. You deserve to die.
Jed waited for an appropriately decent answer.
If I could, maybe I can be more clear.
Yet George's throat refused to pass one.
You crazy bastard. Stink to beat hell. The goddamn old can't hardly walk, bitch.
Jed calmly aimed his gun
and fired it point blank
and shot his brother through the head.
Game over.
Burning through his brother's unprotected head, and the air was full of the stink of burnt meat.
It's all part of the game.
I put a round into his head anyway. One shot cleaned into the brain with a suppressed Beretta 22 caliber pistol. It's easier to gather intelligence that way.
The Aztecs swore by it.
And we were suffering from a distinct lack of intel.
Don't shoot!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
His brother's brains didn't exist.
Uh-oh. Now, it's not going to be perfect.
Another flashback.
And there was the initial shock.
Oh, my God!
Jeb shook his head.
You can't be president with a brain.
Just like it took time to defeat other struggles we had. To succeed in other struggles we've had.
You see? Your stupid mind. Stupid.
The governor tackled him, held him down, and punched him in the testicles.
Okay, thank you. Oh, boy.
Mission accomplished. I turned away from George so he couldn't see the moisture beginning to form in the corners of my eyes. Took a deep breath, faced the horizon. turn back to George.
Wait a minute.
Except it wasn't accomplished. Boy Wonder disappeared into the darkness.
Disappeared.
Just,
you little jerk. Paranoia ripened in the shadows, the hazy and menacing vibe of the hurricane zone.
The road is long and rutted from the dildos and magazines and latex vaginas and French ticklers in smoldering heaps, and the smoke from those heaps drifts in a choking haze of dirty white across the road.
And then there was the reaction about, imagine cleaning up a debris.
One side of his mouth wormed into a creepy, lopsided frown.
I will not wait on events while dangers gather. I will not stand by as peril draws closer and closer.
George? Where you at, George?
Immediately, he felt the whole day go sour.
George?
Jesus, hell.
He'd stopped cold. He'd seen something.
Yeah.
Of course he had. Me.
George worked his jaw like a steam shovel. Little Miss Psycho Bitch. You got any more of them Darvons?
This guy was nuts. His hair all askew, his jugular sticking out like mug handles, a bottle in his ugly fist.
Ow. Look at me! I'm running unopposed!
I glanced back at the scene as George was sprinting off.
Then he's lost in the smoke around us, stumbling over naked bodies, layers of people caught fornicating forever, and I'm yelling after him.
Snake cupped his hands around his mouth and yelled,
George?
I'm yelling his name.
Where you at, George?
What direction he's in, I can't tell. I yell his name.
George?
Everywhere I step, the magazines offer horny dream girls. I yell,
George?
And all I see is all male anal adventures.
Yo! Pictures. Yep. Great.
What?
George could see his brother grinning madly into the teeth of the rising wind. He wore a smile that blazed.
Snake cupped his hands around his mouth and yelled,
Brother, there is no need for me to destroy you. Surrender. Surrender your world.
I don't know why you say that.
Wait a minute.
Oops. George ducked.
No time to go into details.
Gotcha.
Suffice to say, I'd managed to lose my knife-sharp screwdriver when it got stuck in someone's wrist bone.
And a familiar face loomed up before him. His brother. His mind cleared quickly. He glared at his brother.
Yo, scumbag, don't f***ing move.
How do I respond to,
Jip began to back away.
How do I...
And his brother stuck him in the groin with a hidden dagger.
Ow! God damn it!
It's an old trick.
This is the room, the start of it all. I remember. I remember it all. Now I see it now, filled with bloodsport and money. And the bodies of Tain, the bodies of Tain, yeah. Where will it end? Where will it end?
shook his head and looked down at Jeb.
He reached up under his shirt.
Let's see here.
His hand came out from under his shirt.
This is scotch!
In one hand, he held a bottle, and with the other,
he saluted me with his middle finger. Bird, go to hell.
I don't know why you say that.
He rolled his eyes.
George, the crook, pressed forward some kind of private victory.
Victory, Swig!
His face lighted with pleasure in his
brother's
torture.
You are a piece of shit, I said.
He stiffened, and a scowl came on his face.
He sneered.
I don't care if you come for me, I'll kick your goddamn head off.
George glowered.
President stepped forward and kicked out. George lost his balance and toppled forward.
Ass over tea kettle.
But something wasn't right.
Jeb sees George kneeling, his hands clasped over his face, rocking forward and backward and sobbing.
George was frozen in the pose of a sack of oats. He was afraid to blink.
Dumb George felt his face, which was striped with scars.
His blood runs down from his hands, down his face, down the front of him, and when Jeb goes to pull his hands away, he screams, "Don't!"
"Nope!"
He sniveled and his voice shook.
George screams, "This is my punishment!"
The big face was covered with blood. George yelled again,
"Whatever it costs, I will pay!"
His screams break into laughter, and George opens his hands to show Jeb the mess of blood where his left eye used to be.
Oh, my God!
Am I bleeding?
It's exactly what it looks like.
Yuck.
Unwillingly, Jeb turned away from the awful sight.
The broken Johnny Walker bottle had penetrated the left socket.
And like the proverbial Flynn, inch by f***ing inch until, oh, God, that feels good.
I totally reject that thought.
Thumped and beaten, swollen and bloody where the thingy hit him, George cowered.
George jerked wordlessly on the damp ground.
"Please make Jay go away," George implored, "so I can get this f***ing Johnny Walker bottle out of my socket."
George began to emit short honks and toots.
And there was the initial shock.
Blood ran down George's face. One of his eyes was cut and closed.
Like a tire going flat.
George burst into noisy tears.
"My eye." The governor wore a faint smile. In what seemed a single fluid motion, the governor reached across the president, calmly pried out one of his eyeballs, popped the eye from his socket with only a modest geyser of blood. The undertaking caused less agony than he'd anticipated. Perhaps Chango had anesthetized him as well.
Gosh. George's blood went on squirting for some minutes.
"Look me in the eye."
It made me sick to watch.
The sight of the shrunken socket was sickening.
Broken glass.
How about getting this debris removed?
Good question. With an index finger, Brother Jay calmly removed a chunk of broken glass from his Brother G's left socket.
Jib, Roberts, and Bush stood facing the idiot George and grinned suddenly.
"Look at that."
In his right hand was something wet and wormy.
What's
George's eyeball glistening with congealed blood?
Ugh.
"A minor disability."
"Gosh, okay."
"Just like your jaw."
The governor of Florida held his brother's eyes up like a polished gemstone for George to examine.
George looked at him dumbly.
His eyes narrowed. "I put my war face on."
Somberly, he clenched his fist.
George felt himself keeling.
He sniveled and his voice shook. George covered his face with huge paws and bleated with terror. He cried,
"We have seen the depth of our enemies' hatred where they laugh about the loss of the eye."
"You got that absolutely right."
George took his hands away from his face and looked about for Snake, and Snake slashed at his eye. The big face was covered with blood. George yelled again.
"And pain that will never completely go away."
That's an understatement.
George resented this trick. Could Jeb not see? Anger instead of decency passed his throat.
"You know what?
What?
Terrorists who once occupied Afghanistan now occupy cells at Guantanamo Bay."
"Not anymore."
"Get out of here. Are you serious?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, man. Oh."
The dust and smoke swirl in the air. "Find a rock."
"A rack."
"A rock. Dig."
Jib, Roberts, and Bush looked at him in astonishment.
"You are a worthless asshole. Nothing but a pencil, pus nuts, crap-eating, turd-faced, for brains, motherfucking little sucker." I saluted him with my middle finger.
"Bird."
With his other hand, Jeb grabs at the ground beside him and drags an open magazine across his face. The magazine shows a man and woman copulating, and from under it, Jeb says,
"F*** you, asshole."
"And there was a weapon, if you know where to look."
George felt his hands on the rock.
All right, let's do this.
George, more of a devil now than ever, lifts out a rock the size of his fist. George weighs the rock in his hand.
I have carefully weighed the options.
George lifts the rock so its shadow falls across the people having sex on Jeb's face.
I respect you and the arguments you've made.
Somberly, he clenched his fist.
And
down came the rock.
And beat hammer-wise on the red seeding mass, a stain that was Jeb Bush's face.
What the hell?
There were flashings of blood.
Oh my god!
George brings the rock down again, and again, and again, and again.
His lips were tightly compressed.
Again, and the rock sinks in further. Again.
The whole ground turned red by the drops of vivid blood.
And blood soaks up through the pages, up to turn the copulae a couple red and then purple.
There was a noise, too, a kind of pop noise. George giggled and shuddered.
Clean yourself up.
Jeb says, his words distorted, his mouth and nose not the same shape anymore. He just spits it out that way.
And you can shove that top!
George stooped, picked up a stone, aimed.
And George brings the rock down until the rock is sticky red with blood, until the magazine is collapsed in the center, until George's hands are sticky red, smeared with Jeb's blood. And as the dust settles, Jeb is screaming and clutching his face. The blood coming from between his fingers is black,
dropping black gouts on the rock.
We had our ups and downs.
Up or down. That's the case.
Jeb began to mutter vaguely.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
How do I respond to,
Jeb cleared his throat and went on.
Remember when I went to Iraq a couple of years ago?
He licked his lips.
Masquerading as a UN nuclear weapons inspector.
Constantly.
Breathing quickly. Jeb, Roberts and Bush's face was twisted, his eyelids fluttering.
I remember about the rabbits, George.
George looked malevolently at Jeb.
Hell with the rabbits. That's all you ever can remember is them rabbits.
And his brother kicked him in the face as he lay dying.
Kick.
Snake settled slowly forward to the sand, and he lay without quivering.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain. Time to die.
It went on quite a while.
Jib's final word was an ungracious mutter.
If only you could see what I've seen with your eyes.
Guess you could say it was love at first sight.
For a moment, nothing more was said. And then they suddenly smiled at each other.
Right in the back of the head.
This proves I will continue to have the coward's power to spread an empire of fear across America.
And the look on Jeb's face as he crumpled to the ground. He'd only caught a glimpse of it, but a glimpse had been enough.
Plenty.
He slowly realized that the fighting was over.
Do I?
Reassured by the cessation of violence, George stood up carefully.
George's voice was almost a whisper.
In this place, there's a custom for the funerals.
The blood was flowing in his cheeks. And the bunged up eye throbbed.
And he looked back at his brother's body in the carnage, savoring it. Dear dead Jeb. He left the knife where it was, in his groin.
George shivered and looked at the gun, and then he threw it from him.
You could see the damp spot where Jeb died.
Once the casket has been laid in place, the band breaks into a joyful second line, symbolizing the triumph of the spirit over death. Tonight, the Gulf Coast is still coming through the dirge.
I guess you're through, huh?
Shh!
He noticed blood on his hands and grimaced distastefully, looked for something on which to wipe them, then began to clean his bloody hands off Jib's shorts and laughed. He hates me, I don't know why, said George in an appalled whisper.
You kicked him in the face.
The crazy bastard was gonna kill me.
I think you killed him. How hard'd you hit him?
Gave him a little flick.
He giggled and flinked his hands.
No, you kicked him in the face.
If it feels good, do it.
Blood, and the look on Jake's face as he lay dying. He should have done it years ago. Now that the main competition had been eliminated, life was good.
Our war on terror has well begun. But it has only begun. And it is our privilege to fight freedom. This campaign may not be finished on our watch. Yet it must be. We can't stop short. If we stop now, our sense of security would be false and temporary. We will pay, 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 pay,